It's great to always get 10 all out of the final. It's far better to win them. Listen, we knew Roscommon were strong today. We've seen a bit of them. We knew that they're going to get their patch. They got their patch before half time. Come at the right time for us. We were able to get in and get settled down. But I thought our boys were outstanding. Our defence was outstanding today. I thought our boys were all played brilliant today. Emma Rogan McKeever, Keelan Geller, Declan Kelly, all the boys were class.
There's a diagonal ball at one stage. Declan Kelly caught it. Ryan Biggs got a score at the other end. It probably summed up what you're trying to do end to end.
That's it. I was at the end. As long as we could, if we just could break their momentum every time they get a score, we were trying to get momentum broke and just keep chipping away at it. I knew that we'd have enough of the tank to get out because we're fit side this year.
Just before half 10, they did get that goal, and like I think they maybe got possibly 1-2 on the bounce. You talked about half time coming the right time. Was it just a matter? Was it as simple as that? Just settling things?
Well, it's just a matter of getting in and getting settled. We had worked hard for that all year. We'd worked hard. We knew that the teams that we were playing were coming at us hard. It was a competition that we had said at the outset that we wanted to win this year because our boys were at that age grade on the younger scale. So it was something we were zoning in on. So we knew that we were going to get tough at times in matches. So we trained hard for it. And I now say, just coming half time, we were able to get them settled. And the boys know that them patches are coming against them.
You spoke to me during the week saying that you were so looking forward that you felt you were well prepared. Now you've done it. The group of players you had at your disposal, I'm sure you're so proud of them.
Oh, hey, listen, I am proud of them boys there because we got going at the end of November time. It's been a long year, and then, you know, just crazy year, you couldn't get games, and the clubs had players, and the weather, but, you know, stuff like that. But the boys chipped away and worked away, and I'm so proud of them boys, and they deserve that there. And I've said this here before, them boys there are probably one of the hardest working teams that's in Ryan Owen Bay this year. Anybody that's in Ryan Owen Bay will tell you that. So I'm delighted for them. I'm so proud of them. And, like, at the end of the day, we don't get a medal. Them boys do, and they deserve every bit of credit comes our way.